Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is our first episode in almost a month, and I apologize for that, but life's been busy. Went to Disney World, started back to school years. I'm a school teacher and a football coach, so life has been busy. So today we have SummerSlam live from Ford Field in Detroit. We've got an interesting card, potentially could be a great card. We are the members of the When the Bell Tolls podcast group. We're at SummerSlam last year in Nashville, minus Yawn Man. And we had an absolutely phenomenal time. And we saw some of these superstars compete. But it was, this year's card has potential to be huge. There's some chances people will come back, debut, who knows. Let's start off with Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler, MMA rules. Now, if I'm thinking about, you're looking about 3-minute rounds. I don't know how well that's going to go. But I think Shayna Baszler needs to absolutely beat the shit out of Ronda Rousey. You want to build Baszler as a big star. Rousey's about to, you know, depart again. Have Shayna beat the absolute crap out of her. Now, this could be where you bring in someone like Jessamyn Duke. You know, who was a member of WWE at one time with Marina Shafir. And then, you know, Shafir's in AEW now. I'm not sure that Jessamyn Duke is. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it wouldn't be the first time I'm wrong. But I'm taking Baszler to win this one. I hope she beats the dog shit out of Ronda Rousey. I'm a big Ronda Rousey fan. But it's run its course. It has run its course. She's not the massive star power that she once was. And that noise you probably heard in the background was my cat falling off the windowsill. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Logan Paul. Absolutely going to be a massive spot fest. These two have put on some huge spots. From the Royal Rumble to the Money in the Bank. Not sure it was supposed to go as planned, but it did work. I'm taking Logan Paul to win here. I think someone comes out to help him. But Ricochet can afford to eat the pin and it still benefit Logan Paul. The WWE Women's Championship. Asuka, the champion, versus Charlotte Flair for some ungodly reason, and Bianca Belair. So we have Asuka versus Flair and Belair. I think Asuka retains here, but the fan in me knows they're probably going to put the belt on Charlotte, because why the hell not? She has about 957 title reigns right now. Her having the belt does not benefit anybody. It obviously hasn't made superstars. Look at Nikki Ash. It doesn't make superstars. Next up, we have the Intercontinental title match. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. This one could potentially steal the entire show. And I anticipated doing that. I think Gunther retains, but it's an odd finish. I think Drew could easily win, but Gunther's so close to the overall IC title reign record, they're not going to take the belt off him quite yet. Maybe like a Survivor Series, something like that. We have Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. This match is interesting. I love the fact that Brock Lesnar is doing stuff like this. He's not just competing for world titles. I think Cody comes out on top, and it's not a finish the story line that he's talked about this and that. That's not going to happen until he wins the big belt. But beating Brock Lesnar, it's a pretty good thing. And Lesnar he's doing what's right for the business right now. He's very well liked. The fans cheer him now. I think Cody Rhodes still comes out on top of this one. I anticipate Lesnar beating the dog crap out of him, but I still think Cody comes back and retains this one. We have the World Heavyweight title, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. The Judgment Day, of course, is going to be involved at some point in this match. Do we get a tease from Priest on cashing in his Money in the Bank? I think so. I think Rollins retains here just because he's the best thing going on Raw outside of Dominic Mysterio. And I hate saying that. Ugh. But Seth Rollins, he's the right champion for right now. Finn Balor would be a great one. But I don't know if we get that mix of Priest. Is Priest going to cash in on Balor? That dynamic isn't ready quite yet for Judgment Day. We have the SummerSlam Slim Jim Battle Royale, or Slim Jim sponsoring the Battle Royale. I would love to say LA Knight's going to win here. I would love to say that. But we all thought he was going to win Money in the Bank. We thought he was a good advance in the U.S. title match. Obviously, we were wrong. So, do I want LA Knight to win? Yeah. Is he going to? Who the hell knows? Last match on the card, the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Tribal Combat, whatever the hell that means. Roman Reigns, the champion for about over a thousand days now, versus Jey Uso. Now, I anticipate this being a great match. I do. Do I know what Tribal Combat means? Absolutely not. Not a clue. Would I love to see Jey Uso win? 100%. Do I think he wins? Yes. Do I think it's a screwy finish? Absolutely. Do I think he wins the belt? No. Now, Roman Reigns is not advertised for the next three pay-per-views. Well, premium live events, sorry. So would I like Jey Uso to win? Yes, yes, yes I would. But I think Roman retains here. I think Jey wins the match, but Roman retains due to disqualification. Because there's going to be some screech tribal rule that Jey doesn't know. Yeah. If something screwy is going to happen. But that is your SummerSlam card, top to bottom. Could potentially be great. There could also be potential stinker matches on this card. Like, you know, Asuka, Flair, and Belair. Rousey and Baszler. I'm keeping up hopes for this pay-per-view. Premium live event. Sorry. The pay-per-views for 30 years of my life. If not long, 31 years. It has potential to be a good show. It does. Will it actually be? We'll see. I think we have people that, you know, try to force a match. I think there's different segments that get out of Grayson Waller might have a segment. Just who knows exactly what's going to happen. We have our matches that are on the card so far. I think there's a couple more that might get added. But that has been our SummerSlam card rundown. Big Cuz offered his predictions, which is myself. And I hope you all enjoyed our first episode in a month. I'm going to attempt to make them more regular. Our high school football season is getting to start. And I coach. So that kind of occupies my Monday through Friday and Sunday afternoons. So I'm going to try to push more episodes out. Maybe have some ready to release. We will see. Thank you all for being patient. And thank you all for your support. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.